say. It's supposed to be mom jeans, one piece minivan.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 288 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. We promise they're still active. And the most important thing you can do is go follow us and be a part of our group, Jugheads Incorporated, over on Facebook, and you'll get all the mom jeans you need over there. Joining me for episode 288 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is new member of the Just Us Geeks podcast, one Brandon Strickland. You got to get in there, ding dong. We never adjusted mics. Oh, no, wait, your mics are reversed. Now talk.
Hello, everybody.
You know, James, it's been so long since we've done this, and I didn't even bother to check which chords were going where.
Hey,
there it is.
I told you I was four. I'm
I don't know.
No, he's last because he got bumped down to last. That was number two.
Yeah, but I always go in the order that I introduce you in.
But you told me to put me in at number two.
And this is how long it's been since we've done a podcast.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah.
They've been fighting this whole time.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah, like Peter Griffin in That Chicken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, for 6 months.
Yeah, for 6 months. It's great. Not only did I bork that right up the ding-ding, right out the bat, but, you know, it's been a while since we've done a podcast. So,
glad you like that song, people. It's about mom jeans.
Yeah. What about some real mom jeans, James? James Stratton, please tell me how you feel about our absence from podcastdom.
Fuck mom jeans.
There's your mom jeans, ladies and gentlemen. there it was. And you know what I picture every time I hear that?
What, at the...
Brian Johnson. Oh, yeah. And his bare rear end in your face.
I thought it was going to be you pictured the con that you guys were working and you played me on a loop.
Oh yeah, I did do that. I did do
over
that
over the loudspeakers.
I did do that. We went somewhere. Oh, that was when we were doing comic. Yeah, it was. We were doing comic conventions, and we were like in charge of the music and stuff too. And so, just like I would play, you know, like a mix of like Weird Al and some I Fight Dragon, some other stuff that we like. And I had this whole loop of James going, I like it when she wears her mom jeans. I like it when she wears her mom jeans. For like 10 minutes, and nobody noticed. No one was there either, so that's probably why. Yeah. But
wow.
I wasn't even there for it.
It was a sweet vintage tea that I got. It was from hosting that Comic-Con.
That con always fell on my wife's birthday, so I was always like, yeah, I'm not going to come to the crappy Memphis con. See you guys next time.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. We're going
to...
Is that even appropriate now? I don't even really know.
He doesn't have a plane.
Oh, yeah. He did say that. All right.
And then there was a mom jeans after that.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. All right. Let's take 2 seconds. And we didn't really do this the last time. We had Brandon on the show, but now that we've decided that Brandon is official.
We had Brandon on the show, and we deleted it. Yeah.
Wait, the task cam was like, this is a bad idea, guys.
It was a horrible show.
Let's erase every bit of it. Woo. So before we go back and talk about our absence, let's talk about Brandon for like a minute. Aww. And
well, he's dumb.
Guys.
But he's better than Logan.
But how hard is that, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
I hate to toot my own horn, but...
You know, there's that one person out there going, I love Logan! Shut up! It's probably Logan.
RJ, stop. It's okay. We have this guy.
What am I saying? Logan's not listening.
No, he's not. He never did anyway. We have this guy who literally... one of the old, like one of the founding members of the podcast met in Toys R Us in Jackson, Tennessee, like the second week we were recording, Jug.
Yeah.
He's been listening since the very beginning.
That's RJ. Have you
RJ,
seen him posting in
the RJ
room?
Sills. That's
I've
him.
I've seen him post.
We called him a couple times, especially well, like the last couple times
well,
we recorded.
Well, the last episode we did, we were calling people.
Oh, yeah, we just called people.
We didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
like, let's just call people. And RJ was the only one that answered. Tim was at like some like ball or yeah. like banquet, and
I was like, Tim Murphy
was asleep.
Tim Murphy's going to be our saving. No, Matt just declined our calls. I was like, Tim Murphy's going to be our saving grace, and then he wasn't. But that's okay. We still love
him. You, Tim.
Yeah. Brandon, give us a little rundown about yourself. You're a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
So the podcast
is... So if you're
not
funny, I swear.
I swear to God, Brandon. Swear to me.
So that's why you didn't give me a chair and I have to stand the whole podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a stand-up comedian.
What kind
yeah,
of...
You're
what
not
kind
a sit-down comedian.
That was a really bad joke.
I know it was.
But you're a comedian in Mississippi, so it can't be that good, right?
No. November.
Wow.
November.
Brandon just gives me the best softballs. You can finish whatever you're saying. I'll tell a good Brandon story here in a second.
You're right. November will be the third show I've done all year.
Wow, really?
Why? Because the scene, it just died within the last year and a half.
Well, let's get you doing some comedy, man.
Yeah, let's do it. I did a lot of shows. I got my start in Tupelo, Mississippi. There's a very great improv group there called West of Shake Rag.
Yeah, and, I know those people.
James does.
The first time I went to see their show, because I used to do improv in college.
You went to college?
Not for very long. It's community college. I only did 5 years.
I thought you said it was...
you're
That's not even a joke. That's true.
Oh, so you and the gum will get along famously. Except I think he did it twice.
Okay, keep going.
I got him on the rebound.
But I went to see an improv show, and they said, next week we're going to do an open mic stand-up night. If anyone wants to come, no, sign up. And that's always something that I had wanted to do, but never really seriously thought. So I was starting a new job that next week, but I hadn't got my schedule yet. So I said, if I'm free that Thursday, I'm going to do it.
Don't tap the table.
And I was free, so I went to go do it, and I was very nervous. I didn't know what kind of comedy I was going to do, so this is back in the day, and I thought, who is one of the best comedians of our time? Bill Cosby. And what does Cosby do other than drug people? He tells stories. So I went,
and he talks about the pudding pops.
I told a story that, since this is a censored show, I cannot tell the story now.
Yeah, don't tell a story. We've heard the story.
Maybe if we do a meetup, like maybe if the podcast gets rolling again, we'll do a Jugheads get together kind of thing.
Well, you know, when we get close to 300, like we should have hit last year.
we should be doing like 350 by now.
We can have like what we did with to what was it 250 or 200?
150.
Oh, was it 150? 150. That we had over
we did
there?
It at the end. Yeah.
Well, I was talking about dude, it was 200 when we did it over at that other place.
Oh, Grand Corner Store.
Yeah, but we can have him do a stand up show before we do.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be so fun.
Well,
that's
like what in a few weeks. Better get on it. you shut up. You'll be busy.
No, I won't. I've got nothing planned for the next 2 months.
Yeah, but that'll be fun. I know two or three local comedians from Tupelo who might want to come down for that, maybe.
We tried that once, and dude just ended up selling comics really badly at a thing we did.
Not that kind.
Oh,
comedians.
Okay. Oh, see, it's been a while.
Yeah,
I'm not back on it yet.
We're not doing cons. Oh. We're gonna have. Oh,
although
comedians.
I will say though, I've given Brandon some pretty gold material lately, and I told him the other day, I was like, "Look, man, it's okay if you use my material that I give you and get famous. Just be like, I'll give you a writing credit or something."
Well, you know what Tim says about that. If you listen to. Tim Murphy's
new podcast. Plug it for him real quick, James.
It's No Learning, No Hugging, or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah, and it's
no one knows and no one cares
because
it's
just now available on iTunes after like week 15.
Apparently, there's some crack in there about me about the iTunes theme.
there were two.
No, I've never even met the other guy.
it's all Tim.
Oh.
It's all Tim being a jerk.
So it's not it's not Carson 2.0?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's called No Hugging, No Learning, actually.
Yeah.
And it's about one
Seinfeld.
Thing. It's the show about one thing. Watching Seinfeld for the first time.
It's excellent. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Tim, I could do your intro better than you can. Mom jeans?
Well, when they actually like get it synced up and do it the right way. I will say this. Number one, Tim Murphy is one of my favorite people. He'll listen to this in 6 months. He'll be like, oh,
yep,
great, guys.
Months.
You guys are doing a podcast. I'll listen to it. Never.
That's pretty much how it is.
He also doesn't sound like that. Yeah. Where did I get that?
That's your Brandon impersonation.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He has a voice for you.
Did you hear me? He went, yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, I'm ready.
If I have a voice for you, you're probably going to be on the podcast at some point. Okay, wait. It's been so long, I can't.
You know, your Brandon impersonation, though, is a lot like my Jimmy Fallon. Oh, hey, guys, how's it going?
Which is also so close to Carmen. The other day for the Gov's birthday, I could not find, for whatever reason, the screenshots I had of the Falloning, and it made me so mad.
Oh,
I was needing to do it on the fly. I was like, argh! What you don't know, maybe, is that the Gov went and saw Jimmy Fallon live.
A lot.
He's a couple times.
Okay.
One of the times that he did, he got great seats and
sitting
like,
on the aisle.
On the aisle. So you know how at the end of the shows, Fallon will run up and like high five people, but he is driving. Is it the end of the show? You don't know.
I did not know that. I don't watch Fallon.
Well, I don't either, but we watched it for that night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he's like, hey, yeah, I'm going to be on TV. Okay. That's not.
That's Brandon again.
Yeah, that's God. Hey,
I felt like I was there, though, in this story.
Anyway, so.
Hey, guys, I was on TV.
Yeah, okay, that's good. So you
that's
did,
my Gov.
You do all the Gov impressions from now on. So, because he'll
tell
take
me what
it,
you want him to say.
He'll take it out on me.
Did he watch you on TV 2 weeks ago with me?
No. Probably not. No
You're
one
a better
did.
Friend.
I know. No, I'm not, and here's why. Because at the end, sometimes they cut, like he'll start running off, and they'll cut credits, and the show will go along or something like that. But for this show, they didn't. So the Gov is right there on the aisle. He's going to finally get to give Fallon a five. He's seen Fallon a couple times. I don't know why I'm dragging this back up, but I am.
And I don't know why you've got your hand up. Like, people can see you.
I am. I'm doing well. Like, it's exactly what he was doing to Fallon.
Jimmy!
So, like, he's got his hands out waiting for a five. He thinks he's about to get one.
And then there's a pregnant lady.
And Fallon, like, immediately sees, like, makes eye contact with the Gov, looks and sees the pregnant lady, and chooses the pregnant lady.
Oh.
Okay, not just that one time. Wasn't there two? Wasn't there the pregnant
the Fallon,
lady behind him?
The Fallon, yes.
And then there was a pregnant lady in front of him.
Yes.
So he got bypassed by, like, because it was like, see the pregnant lady, skip the Gov, another pregnant lady.
And you
see it, his hand, like, in the shot, just like a single hand just waving, begging for a high five.
Jimmy, only high five one person a night?
No, he literally high fived.
He loves pregnant people.
He literally high fived everyone but the Gov.
Yeah. Cut to 1 year later.
So a YouTube video emerges where.
Was that your Jimmy?
That was my Jimmy.
Do it.
Hey, go. It's a great audience.
Yeah, Jimmy from
South Park.
Jimmy
Ballmer, yeah. I've watched a whole lot of South Park recently. Anyway, that's pretty much just Jimmy Fallon, too. Anyway, so he goes back. He's not right on the aisle, but he's close.
He's close enough. He could still get a five.
He was like, I think he said to us, hey, I got one this time. And we're like, no, you didn't. Mm. So I make sure to record Fallon. You can see his hand extended out in the frame.
And then it goes to the Star Wars credits.
No. Like, you can see his hand extended out in the frame, and you can see Fallon look at him and turn his head.
I thought that was the one where they cut it off early to go to the Star Wars credits.
No. Maybe. But the Fallon-ing 2, Electric Boogaloo, happened, and he totally got shafted again.
Is that where Rian Johnson got the idea for when they come back after the credits, he just threw it away?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe so.
Wow.
Yeah, just from the Fallon-ing 2, Electric Boogaloo.
He stole that. Wow.
Yeah, so that's a little bit more about the Gov. I don't
what
know
are
why.
We talking
I don't
about?
Know. Brandon.
Me, yeah. Me.
Oh, because you did your impersonation of somebody, and it was your Brandon impersonation.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Didn't mean to be. So yeah. I'll reserve yours for you, Brandon. Yeah, it's great.
I'm flattered.
You should. Yeah. It's great. So I have a great Brandon
story.
You didn't
even have one for me, so.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
He's never told it to me.
It's not safe for air.
It's not.
A lot of bad
Wait,
language.
You want me to do it? Hey.
And then when he gets real animated, it's a whole other thing. Anyway, so my
jerk. I don't double fist anything.
Single fist.
I like that milking
on occasion.
Video.
We talked about that before the
milking
show.
Milking the cow video from the Happy Time Murders. You know, the octopus milking the cow.
Oscar moment right there.
Brandon was in Spamalot with us. For those of you who've been following along with us, to know that we did Monty Python Spamalot summers ago.
Well, it was last summer, and it was what started our whole not doing shows.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much started the decline of the Justice Geeks podcast. Anyway, Brandon
had
was in it.
Nothing to do with me.
Brandon was in
pretty
it.
I'm sure it was you.
It was totally you. You apparently ruined everything about that show, Brandon.
Yeah,
according to a former member of this podcast, who shall not be named,
Ian.
Because okay. Ian. Because he's probably throwing up in someone's kitchen right now.
That's a story for later.
Or his own, because he's sad. Anyway, he doesn't have social media. He can't find us.
It's true.
Yeah. So I don't remember what it was, but I knew that like Brandon did comedy.
That's mine!
I know. I'm moving it so it's close to the
drinking
edge.
It.
No, I'm spitting it.
Don't move
I licked your apples all the time last weekend.
He did.
A couple weekends ago.
Did he really?
Every single time I was here, I licked your apples. Buddy.
Well, you know.
And the day you weren't here, Jacob did it.
Oh, so that's because I didn't bite them Saturday. That was Jack, because I walked out on stage. I was like, why are my apples bit? And Jack was like, oh, I did it. I was like, oh.
Anyway,
okay.
So we did Spamalot, and I got wind of the fact that Brandon...
He broke wind.
No, I got wind probably during the show. I got wind of the fact that Brandon was a comedian of sorts. And I don't remember, like, in our group message, I remember saying to them, I was like, so the comedian guy, I gave him like a real softball, and he just totally blew it. And I was like, I thought you were supposed to be funny. I remember saying that to Brandon. I was like, I gave you a softball. I thought you were supposed to be funny. And he just kind of looked at me, and I walked away. And that's how we found Brandon.
I was drinking back then, and I was...
I don't blame you. I would have been, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so everybody knows, what is it, tomorrow?
Tomorrow I am 8 months sober.
Yay! Hey,
that's awesome. We're proud of you.
We're all proud of you.
And we're going to keep you that way.
Drinking beer.
Well, yeah. We ask. And,
yeah,
we're
my favorite beer.
I got him a Coke and some Skittles, so...
So he's four.
Yeah. No, he's not Logan.
You know what we should do? We should get him an O'Doul's for next week.
Yeah, I'm going to get you an O'Doul's.
Okay.
How bad is NA beer?
I'm pretty sure it's pretty terrible. Because it's the horrible taste of beer.
I'm just jiving for
James,
a fix.
Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to drink O'Doul's with Brandon.
Aw, you guys.
I'm going to put some alcohol in mine.
I'm going to drink O'Doul's, but I'm going to put a lot of bourbon in it.
I was going to put rubbing alcohol in mine. Just set this whole place on fire.
Why haven't you done that before? Anyway, all right. So we're super excited to have Brandon on the podcast.
We are.
No, you read that wrong. Oh, we are. There wasn't a question mark at the end of that. James learned to read while we were gone.
Yeah, guys. I went to the library.
He did.
There's books in there, and they scare me.
So over.
I found the VHS rental section.
That was movie gallery and porn, and we won't talk about that on the podcast. So Brandon's part of the show. We're happy to have Brandon part of the show.
Thank you, guys.
And we know that
shut
was
shut up, okay. Not you, Brandon.
they've already ganged up on me. We know that you guys will like having Brandon on the show.
Yeah. Can we go ahead and ruin the 2-3 month surprise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brandon also hates Christmas.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to have to put someone else on this podcast for the whole month of December. No. One of you's gone. Just for December.
Can we call him New Brandon?
Dibs.
Oh. No. Can we call him New Brandon? No.
Oh.
No, it's fine.
James.
We'll just have...
No, if you call somebody New James and they like Christmas, they'll be like... The audience just, will... They won't accept it. They'll be like, James hates Christmas. He's hated Christmas for 4 years.
This isn't James. I don't like this James.
It's like,
who is this James?
Technically, James has hated Christmas since he was in fourth grade.
Yeah.
But
when his grandfather died.
Grandmother. My grandfather just passed away 4 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks for bringing that up.
You mom jeans.
You haven't. You don't use it well yet. Don't try.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but James does hate Christmas.
I do. Hate it, hate it, hate it.
And so we're going to do so much Christmas stuff this year.
You said that last year, and we ended up not doing anything. So I was so happy. Like my whole month
of
December.
We barely even did like anything.
Like I just kept waiting on Josh to call me. Like, all right, let's go. We got to do Christmas episodes, but it never happened.
You know what we're going to do this year for Christmas? We're going to bring back our good pal Chester the corn dog. Oh no!
Not that corn dog.
I've got a good new James in mind. We need to get one of Ian's ex-girlfriends, so we'll have a beard for new James.
Hey-o!
That works on so many levels.
Yeah.
Gov, insert the boom, boom, boom. We'll do it. We'll figure it out until we do it. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in the world since... I don't know why.
And we're back.
No, get
Welcome
out of the
CBI.
Get out of the car, Brandon. We're not two bros driving anywhere.
Yeah.
No one is.
Nobody. Well, Australians love it, I've heard.
Some people say it's even harder to find.
You ready?
Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these yet to walk.
This show was on when you were two.
Real love bursting out of every seat.
Just singing threw me off. I didn't know what to do. I was like, what are they doing? Anyway, so, yeah. I don't like that at all.
Is this the karaoke version?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Anyway. All right. So it's been approximately... The last episode we did was the 50 Shades episode.
Oh, my God. That was February.
Jeez. And do you remember how... It may have been March at that point because you remember how...
Yeah, we didn't. No, we went opening weekend.
We did. And you remember how angry Logan was that I put him in that dress?
He was very angry.
He tried to play it off like he went.
Episode, did we ever release that episode?
Yeah, it's on. Go to justicegeeks.com right now and listen to the final episode of our 50 Shades trilogy.
Hopefully they don't do that other version where it's told from his perspective. We have to go see that one.
Well, if they do, they have to get... They say it's told from his perspective. It's just the same three movies all over again. Yep. They just reverse the images.
Well, no, and then the last movie is just a recap of stuff that happened. Minutes ago, there was a montage of stuff that happened 10 minutes prior.
Love me like you do.
Love me like you do.
So is that one for the fellas?
What?
So if it's from his perspective, we're just seeing Dakota.
Oh, just a lot of boobs. It's boobs everywhere.
So it's for the fellas.
All the fellas in the house say yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, no, don't say that. Don't say those things.
Don't say yeah.
So anyway, the last podcast we did was episode 287, and we discussed 50 Shades Freed. Was that that one? Was it? I don't know.
You've got the phone out.
I don't know. I'm not looking. That was it.
Freed from what?
Sin and bondage.
Bondage.
There wasn't much bondage in it, I can tell you that.
So after that movie, did they just do Vanilla Missionary from the rest of their lives?
Yes, they did. And then it evolved into the Happy Time Murders.
Wow, full circle.
Full circle.
Full circle.
James, what have we been doing
March
since?
March 15th.
Jeez. Wow. Okay, so it's been a while. What's today's date? September.
March 15th. Oh, wait. Yeah, so we loaded up two episodes on the same day. We did Goodbye Logan. We skipped 286 and then 287.
Oh, yeah. 286 got eaten, I think, maybe.
Yeah, that was the Dan trip.
Wait. Let me look and see if I can look in the back end.
Yeah,
I would never say things like that. It's been so long since I've...
Look in the back end.
Hey, what was that funny thing you did the other day where you made your own little rap that I thought was humorous? Can you please try to...
I don't even remember
you
what we
do.
Were talking about. Like, no, there was context to it. I don't remember what the context was.
I don't either. Okay,
but
hold on.
It's something to do with the play and
oh,
I,
yeah. So,
I
was, so, first of all, we'll just say this. We have been pretty busy. Quit licking
yeah.
and making mouth noise. I don't know which number you are. There it is. Okay. Now I'm on my own.
My own podcast.
It's the Just Me podcast.
Boy, that would be really lame. No comments. So,
because 286 was me, you, and Dan on a hot dog run.
286. Okay.
And it never got released.
Hold on. I think
what number was my last episode?
It would have been 288. Mm.
So this, just so you know, that's the...
Yeah, that's the 50 Shades of Grey.
No, it's 404. I guess we did lose it. So we know that we did it, so this really is 288.
I mean, well, technically it's like 290.
Yeah.
Because there was an episode with Brandon that we did on a week.
Yeah, and it got lost for the ages.
Well.
You know, you just can't handle three bros in a car driving. Two is about
Tascam definitely can't handle three of us.
I'm telling you, that Tascam is like, we do not need to release this ever, I guess. I don't know.
You know, we had some good conversations.
We really did, which point out what you were saying earlier.
Yeah, I made a prediction. This was I think, a month before Infinity War came out, thereabout.
Yeah, it was in April.
Yeah, it was in April.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had a prediction where I predicted Spider-Man was going to die. I had all this...
Spoiler alert. For Infinity War, if you've not seen it.
If you haven't seen it, call me up. I have it on Blu-ray, and I'll come to your house. We'll watch it together.
You know, people like all over the country listen to this. You're going to be traveling a lot.
I'll get a bro, and then we'll drive there, and we'll talk about it the whole way.
And you know what you'll do? You'll stop at every crappy restaurant on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm just playing.
I had a prediction.
Logan has a podcast. That's what it should have been called. Logan has a podcast.
Yeah, it's just called Logan Has a Podcast.
Do you want to listen to Logan's podcast? This is what you need to do. Go to justusgeeks.com, search for How to Date Logan Barnes, that's still a thing.
No, it's on it's SoundCloud?
No, it's on the website if you search for it.
Oh, it's still on the website?
Yeah. I've sent people there recently.
But we are going to bring that back, and it's going to be How to Date Brandon Strickland.
Yeah.
Which we've already done one.
Well, we've done that once already.
And
he took our advice.
And it worked. We won't say anything else about that situation, but we will say that it actually worked, because when you listen to your friends...
Who are married and have done all this, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Who know about dating and marriage and everything else.
We know about the ladies.
Teach me your ways of the ladies.
Please don't say that ever.
Anyway, so I predicted that Spider-Man was going to die, and you both were like,
no, it's not going to happen.
We did say that, didn't we?
Well,
we're so dumb.
I mean, he's my favorite Marvel character.
He's
so
mine,
of course,
too.
I didn't want him to die.
I didn't want him to die, but I thought it was going to happen.
He is my second favorite Marvel character, and I'd already assumed that Stark was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really hoping. I thought there's no way that Spidey was going to get it.
Yeah,
but
I didn't
expect the other way around.
I just assumed that all the Phase 1 people were going to die.
I did too, yeah.
And Phase 2 people were going to take over.
Yeah.
You were
almost
right. Just no.
No.
But we were totally wrong.
All the Phase 2 people died and all the Phase 1 people live.
Except for Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I predicted it. No, you guys know, pooed on my theory.
Yeah, we did. Pooed all over it. We diarrheaed all over
it. So when I saw Infinity War opening night and everyone starts dying.
Hey, guess when I saw it?
You saw it before.
Way before.
Way before. But so Tom Holland has that scene.
What was that?
I was just getting stuff loaded for in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Well, Tom Holland has his scene where he goes, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. I don't want to go. And then so I'm crying, but also I'm like, but I was right.
It's like through the tears. I was right.
So like I'm punching my little sister in the arm going, I was right. I was right. But I'm sad. But I was right.
Bing bong.
Wait.
Hold on.
No, I got it.
No, I've got that thing, the other thing, the ham. The go ham.
Take to the cooch. Get in, get out, get off.
What did he say?
I'll repeat it.
Take to the cooch. Get in, get out, get off.
Sometimes.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Sometimes what we'll do, Brandon, what you'll find out is we won't do it tonight. We'll do it in a couple of weeks. We'll, for the break, we'll, if we. If we want to talk about like two topics, like two equal amount topics, we'll do a break and like maybe we'll like do a fake commercial or something for that for the taint in the gooch, it was kind of a dig at Tim, I think, maybe a little bit.
Oh yeah, it definitely was a dig at Tim. We were we were a fake morning show.
Yeah, I was the gooch.
And I was Australian.
Wait, was that when we did our own episode of I Heard That Was Good?
Yes.
So our Tim from the Seinfeld podcast,
that you've listened to.
Yeah, I've listened to it.
He had another podcast, I Heard That Was Good. That was like my ultimate favorite podcast, which you should go listen
to. It was real good.
Episodes 1 through 142.
Yep.
You can only gear 142 here at JusticeGeeks.com.
Yeah.
But they stopped because Tim moved to Erie for his new job. And so we're like, you've promised us that you would do another episode of I Heard That Was Good, where they would talk about a movie and some other stuff, and they never did it. So we were like, screw this.
Mom jeans it.
Screw this. We will do it ourselves. So all sneakily one day, I was like, hey, buddy, you want to send me your intro music too? I Heard That Was Good. He was like, why? And I was like, because we like you, and we're going to like do some tributes and stuff
to books they haven't read and movies
on the podcast. And then we just literally was like, Justice Geeks episode, blah, 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 whatever episode number it was. And it was... I Heard That Was Good. Episode 142. That was the name of the episode.
And we followed their format. Like,
yeah, you did.
How do you know?
I listened to the first half of that episode, but you talked about beer for a long time, and at the time
that was the beer of the week.
I was 2 months sober, so I had to quit listening.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Everything we do just slaps your sobriety.
Yep, yeah. He's told that story before.
Oh, no. What was that?
Oh no.
Is that the football?
I don't know. It's listed in my drop boxes. Logan funny at the end. We'll listen to that at the end.
Yeah.
Don't ever be on my podcast and leave because I have you for eternity.
It's like he never left.
Well, you know. Yeah. We did that one episode called Goodbye Logan, and then the very next episode he was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of a jerk move on our and they were uploaded the same day.
Yeah, they were. Because James was like, I told you you weren't leaving.
Oh, that was pretty good stuff. Oh, man, that was good stuff. Okay, anyway. So
what have we been up to?
You want me to start or you want to start?
You can start.
Okay, so...
Josh got a new job!
I did. and new podcast headquarters because of it.
Now, we were recording here for a
year.
Well,
I know, but now we're just going to claim it.
Yeah, it's ours now.
Yeah, it's literally ours. So since the last episode of the podcast, there's been a lot that's gone on for me. And some of you new people who are listening now are...
We don't like you.
No, we do like them.
I like you. Shut up, Brandon.
Oh, no, we like them a lot. The things that I went and did got us new listeners.
I haven't met them, so
shut up,
Brandon.
You didn't do the Brandon thing you were going to do at the beginning.
Oh, Brandon! Got a red shirt on! He's got Spider-Man!
Yes, my Spider-Man shirt.
No, we were, you know, we were listening to the...
Crazy Clown Time.
Crazy Clown Time.
Anyway.
And that, you know...
So specifically, right after we did, I think maybe we mentioned it on the 50 Shades episode, we were in the process of rehearsal for The Glass Menagerie that I directed.
Were we?
Yeah.
That
like,
was March.
Yeah.
We were
already in it by then. We rehearsed that show for a while.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was so good.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how long we have for this next show.
Not long. So need you guys that we're going to be doing some, a lot of rehearsals. Anyway, so we rehearsed The Glass Menagerie. That was over in May. And actually, what date was the last show that we did?
Mother's Day.
March what?
Mother's Day.
I don't know that date. What's the actual date?
It was Mother's in May.
Day. Was the 50 Shades?
Oh, March 15th was
March
the day
15th.
It posted.
Okay, so March 10th. I went and helped out some friends of ours in Arkansas to do rehearsals for, not rehearsals, but
auditions.
To run auditions for Shrek the Musical. We've had several folks involved with the podcast for a long time that have known, and that's like something I've always wanted to do. And I was really honored that they asked me to help with the auditions. And here's the funny thing. Like, we've always made fun of James for being Shrek. And so then,
yeah, you have your jerks.
And then, like, shortly after that, they were like, hey, you just want to come be our Shrek in Arkansas? And I was like, well, I don't know how James is going to go and do it, and they're going to think it's me, but no. So after we concluded
our run of the Glass Menagerie, I went and commuted for a while back and forth from home to Arkansas and did Shrek the Musical, where I was Shrek.
And I jonesed for a podcast all summer.
Me too, man. But the good thing about it is because I went and did that, I rediscovered how much I love podcasts because I did so much driving back and forth.
Yeah.
Shrek the Musical. You've got our love for podcasts back there. That'll do. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm gonna no reason.
Punch you in the face.
Punch me in the
face. I closed my eyes and I couldn't believe that Mike Myers was here.
Actually, Mike Myers is the inferior Shrek, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. Farley is the superior one.
No.
Yeah, Chris
for
Farley
all
was,
of well, 5 minutes.
Until he died. Then Brian D'Arcy James is the superior
Me?
Shrek.
To James, I don't know. Mm.
I know that you can't read, but what's happening to your listening comprehension skills since
what?
We last did a podcast?
I'm not paying attention to you.
I think he would be great as Shrek.
He wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be? Wow.
Who I'd be? What?
I thought you said I wouldn't be.
No, I said you would be.
Oh. I was going to call you a jerk, but okay.
I guess you'll have to listen to find out what I said.
I'm not. I'm going to pull the new Logan. And I'm not
oh, great. So you're going to not listen now?
That's one less download.
Dang it.
Do the roar.
It's fine. This is the last one we'll do for like 2 months anyway.
Yeah. Everybody's like, all right, they're back. It's like, yeah, we're not really back.
We're just effing with you.
Keep
we
going.
Did that musical. It was great.
Yeah. Okay, hey, guys, you remember when we did...
Keep going.
Okay. So in the process also of being Shrek and Shrek the Musical, I got a new job.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I hired Josh.
Technically, he did to be our resident artistic director here at the Playhouse full time. So the next few months are going to probably be insane, which is why James and I have really decided that doing the podcast again is good for everybody involved. So,
except for Brandon.
I think it's great for me.
Brandon's got a new opportunity
like,
here.
It gets me out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to put on pants sometimes.
I'm talking to people who are real.
Actually, what you don't know is, Brandon, I just record this and delete it.
Yeah. No one's going to ever hear this.
Did you hear him? He goes, aw.
Aw. Mom.
He is Logan.
Yeah, but he's better Logan.
Yeah, that's right. You're not new Logan. You're better looking. That's kind of the very, very short version. There have been a whole lot of things that have happened. I turned 35, which sucks.
Yeah, I did that too.
I think we still look just as great.
That's right.
You're uglier.
I did, but. Well, not just that, but you know, 6 months at Tupelo building and like remodeling a theater.
Oh, my God. Well, and that was another thing. And, it was like every time I'd be like, hey, you want to go get hot dogs? You're like, I'm literally down here until midnight.
Yeah, I ran a job for my company of renovating a theater, which is amazing, by the way. If you live in the Tupelo area, go by and see it. I think I did a pretty good job. But
Pretty good.
But
good.
I was in charge of all that. So, it was a lot of stress on me and... I didn't have a lot of time to eat, so I would eat fast food. And I turned 35 and put
not
on 10
fast
pounds.
Food, good food quickly.
So I'm in the process
of
going
that.
Like being in a diet, and here I sit drinking beer as I say I'm on a diet.
Yeah, you are.
Oh yeah, no, I'm fixing to start running again.
Don't do that. I don't need you breaking things.
Hey, I run all the time. I'll run with you.
No, do not run with him. That's a trap.
Oh, yeah,
don't
really good.
Don't because yeah, you remember how hard it was for you guys to keep up with him in the flipping color run?
Yeah.
Oh no, you were the pace car.
I was the pace car. It was super
you
easy.
You made me feel really good though. I felt really good when you said that.
I beat him.
Yeah, but you were riding.
Yeah.
You barely beat him. This little golf cart. Whee.
Oh no, I was on a four wheeler. Oh no, I wasn't a golf cart.
Yeah. Whee. No, you're in a gator. That had
it was
like,
a gator. Yeah.
Yeah, it had a little.
It was like, wah.
Side note: I watched this funny YouTube video yesterday of somewhere in Britain where someone put like some kind of legit motor on like a rascal scooter. No, it was a wheelchair. It was a legit wheelchair. Dude's like doing 45 around curves. The cops who were following him just like couldn't bring themselves to pull him over because they couldn't figure out how they were doing it. It was like, what's he doing? How's he doing? It's a bloody mad
magic.
It's not what British
black
people
magic.
Say. It's not what they sound like at all. I'm very embarrassed that I did that. But anyway, that's funny. So, James, you've done a whole lot of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was busy all year.
Yeah.
And then I've got another job coming up next year. Wow, is that thunder?
I think that might be somebody's engine.
Uh-oh. Maybe whatever. We don't get got.
Whatever. But, I've got another job coming up. I've got to go back to Kentucky.
Ken, the word that my phone autocorrects.
Yeah, autocorrect. So I'll be spending a lot of time in Kentucky, but hopefully I'll be coming back at least on the weekends. We'll have to move our recordings to the weekend.
We will. And around James's rehearsal for other things. So
I have a rehearsal?
You will then, yeah. That's you've just been pretty busy. We've been pretty busy. Yeah.
I did The Foreigner.
I was about to say.
I also did The Foreigner.
I did.
It was your wife's debut.
Directorial debut.
She was great.
I was not here to direct the first show of the season. Technically, the first show of the season was a stage reading of this of the show that
our very first show that our playhouse ever did here.
I was horrible.
Brandon was also.
I didn't want to be in it.
Brandon was in the show, and I will say that this show was written in the '40s, so like apparent racism was a thing.
And Brandon brought the racism.
It's because he was directed to do so. He played a character called Fishface. Was a Native American.
He wore full Native American headdress.
I was the only person in costume.
He was.
And do your laugh.
Anyway,
that episode of South Park.
So we're doing the stage reading. There are like four people that come to see it.
I was here. I came in late.
I will say,
two of them reporters, or one of them was a reporter.
Yeah, from the AP probably to talk about how bad we were. I will say that. There was like 15, 16 folks in the show, and there wasn't a whole lot of space, but I had Brandon wear this costume, and he just sat there like for a long time in Act One and didn't say anything, just as like a conversation piece. It was pretty great. And then we just decided to make that show our own. Mm-hmm. It was pretty nice. But you guys were in The Foreigner. Emily was her directorial debut. Brandon played the innocent character Ellard. We went and were on TV quite awkwardly. I watched that the other day. It was so bizarre.
You still never sent me the video
it's
of it.
It's so bizarre.
I still got it recorded.
You've
got
to send it to me. I want to watch it.
It's really bizarre because like, you're just like, you sit there and you're like, I don't know what to do. She's not giving us anything here.
And we didn't know
what to do with my hands.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I didn't know what to do with my face. I was like, I don't know where to look. And she made some comment about Brandon looking like a teacher, and it was over for me. I was like, this interview's over.
Yeah.
It's like, this interview's over.
I was wearing my sexy tie that day.
Ooh, is it sexy?
It is sexy.
It's his only tie.
I have three ties. Two of them are Doctor Who. That was a Doctor Who sexy tie.
Oh.
Nobody likes Doctor Who.
Speaking of which, Brandon, what's your geeky things that you like?
Doctor Who is my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Oh, yeah. We got to get his bona fides.
Mm. Yeah, so that's my favorite. Yeah.
What about Doctress Who? Are you going to like her?
I'm very excited. I love Jodie Whittaker as an actress.
Hey, coming back in a couple weeks, man.
A month from tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm liking what I'm seeing so far.
It looks really good. In the year since it's been gone, I've been really doing a deep dive in the old classic series, mm-hmm. and I'm really loving the 60s and the 70s era.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's where people fell in love with the Doctor, so.
Yeah, the old black and white, what they didn't have in production value, they really did have in story and acting.
And they still don't have the production value.
They've got it now.
Oh, they have million-dollar budgets.
Friend?
Yes, friend. Guy.
Hey, guy.
Buddy?
Hey, guy.
You're not my friend, buddy.
You're not my buddy, guy.
You're not my guy friend.
Hey, you're not my friend,
hey,
buddy.
Hey. No. Logan says our photo was photoshopped. He says his comment was shopped. You know what shopped?
Shooped.
Shoop. Anyway, let's not give any credit to Logan or anything.
I was going to say, we can call him right now and be like, hey, does this sound photoshopped?
Yeah. Hey, let's do that. I'll just put Logan on the phone. Oh, I don't have a plug.
Yeah, neither do I. You have a plug?
It's fine.
How new's your phone?
I got this. Hold on. I got this. I think I got this.
Text from Logan that said,
Mom Jean.
No.
Gov, edit that out.
That's fine. We'll just do it like this.
I want to see this Photoshop photo. Sorry.
He's not going to answer.
He is. He's got nothing he's doing.
I don't even hear it ringing.
It's working on it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. It says calling.
Can you check?
Oh, it's probably one to be like, unlock my phone or something. I don't know. I don't know how this is working.
Shut up. The phone out.
Don't tell me how to live my life, James. Call using iPhone failed. Hold on. Let's try it again.
Don't call using iPhone. Yes. Call using iPad.
Well, I can't. It's not cellular.
This is great air time.
I know. Total dead air.
I can check on him. He'll trust me.
Well, you're not plugged in.
But you're not plugged into the thing.
You can get plugged in.
You guys like
Do you have a headphone jack in that?
No.
I've got the thing
out in the car.
Okay, go get the thing. We're going to call Logan.
All right, I'll go get the thing.
Okay, anyway, we'll have some conversation while James is gone.
No, they won't.
Yeah, it's fine, we will. Let's talk about something. What do you want to talk about, Brandon? Continue about your geekdom stuff.
So,
I'll give you the Always Sunny music again.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite comedy of all time. I've seen every episode many times. I also have the book. It's on my nightstand in case I ever need inspiration. My favorite chapter in the book is chapter 5. It's a Mac chapter, and it's called How Straight I Am.
How straight you are.
How straight he is, not me. He.
Why do you say that?
Because he's gay. He didn't know it.
Yeah.
For like 10 seasons.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love superheroes. I'm a big superhero guy.
DC or Marvel, which one's for you?
If you'd asked me before...
Justice League.
Before Justice League, right. I would have said DC. But no, not
Yeah, low. Because when we first started hanging out, you had your Flash shirt on, you're very DC, and now it's...
Yeah.
You've gotten to the... you've seen the light.
I've seen the light. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But
I will say though, I appreciate how honest you are about your fandom and your love for it.
Oh yeah, I wear it on my chest. I wear it on my feet.
Yeah,
I've got my Spider-Man Infinity War socks on.
Spider-Man.
My Homecoming Spider-Man shirt.
Oh, that sounds weird. All right.
And my Tobey Maguire underoos.
Tobey underoos.
Do they just have Tobey Maguire's face on them? I'm back, everybody. Just by the way,
and he's crying.
Little FY information. Wait,
are things disappearing out of them or?
No, it's just him crying.
I don't want to know about that. All right, here we go. We'll call Logan and see how this goes. Boop a doop boop, ba da boop boop.
Making our way downtown.
Call Logan Barnes.
And I want you.
Here we go.
Oh, it's ringing.
Shh, 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 shh.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Just chilling out. What's going on? You guys recording a podcast?
Yeah, which is why you can't be on it. Bye. Worth it.
You sent me out to my car to get the dongle for that?
I sure did.
Worth it.
Moving
There's
on.
There's your taste of Logan. Moving on.
There you go, RJ. Stick around for us. We'll put him on there every
and
time.
And you never heard from him again.
Was it worth it?
Oh, it was totally worth it.
Okay, good. Okay,
so,
what else?
While we've been gone since my Lost episode, I did a stand-up show in Atlanta, Georgia, and a Mr. Chris Tucker was there.
Yeah, he opened for you, right?
Yeah, he did. He went on about 4 comedians before I did.
Yeah, that's an opener.
Yeah, that's a yelp. So technically, he did open for me.
How's that make you feel?
I felt really good. I was glad I didn't go right after him.
Did that guy bomb?
He kind of bombed on purpose. He had a plant in the crowd heckle him, and then he just shouted at that guy and got the heckler to go on stage to tell a joke, and then he heckled him.
What?
The crowd didn't That's like weird. It, but the comedians in the back loved it.
Why?
He did jokes for comedians.
We didn't know he was a plant at the time, so we thought it was all legit.
Okay, I see that.
But after the show, we saw the two hugging, so we kind of could tell it was fake.
Well, I mean,
were they also
strangers?
Learning? No,
they
weren't.
None of that.
none of that.
But it was great. I was the whole show.
No hugs for you.
I had to sit in the back on this giant red leather couch.
Say it. Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather. And I'm sitting there with a buddy comedian of mine from Tupelo. And during the show, he taps in the show and goes, "Hey, man, it's Chris Tucker." And as I look, the guy had just turned his back on me. And so I was like, "Dude, not every black comedian's Chris Tucker. Don't say that." And then the host goes, "Hey, everybody, Chris Tucker's here." And so Chris Tucker went out and he did 20 minutes of really good material.
Yeah. Of course he did, because he's Chris Tucker.
He was great. My favorite part was he's talking to the crowd. There's a bunch of drunk college girls and he's no loving on
them.
Was he
talking about Rush Hour?
Yeah, he did bring it up.
Really?
Really?
More than once.
Did he really?
Like, I forget who directed that movie. But
Brett Ratner.
Yeah, Brett Ratner, yeah.
He mentioned Ratner and he said, "Please do another movie because I'm broke."
Yeah, well, Ratner can't because,
oh, because
Warner Brothers has severed all ties. Rat Pack Media is no longer a thing.
It's not a thing, yeah.
Chris
no.
might not know that.
Oh, no, he knows now.
He totally does know.
I'll let him
know.
Yeah,
next time
you
see Chris
the
Tucker.
The next time that you open for Chris Tucker, yeah, please
but
tell
him. Tucker opened for
so
me.
He wants yeah. to do it because he's been the holdup.
Chris Tucker has been
Chris
the holdup.
Chris Tucker's been
yes,
the holdup.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jackie Chan's been dying to do Rush Hour 4.
Oh, wow.
Not dying.
But
dying to do it. Yeah.
But Chris Tucker has always he's said no, the script's not good enough.
But,
and so he's been the holdup.
Anyway, during his set, so he's loving on the front row, and there's this one drunk guy.
I love on the front row.
And he goes, hey, play it. Now, what do you do? He goes, "I work in programming." So Chris is like, "That's boring." So he moved on, and the guy goes, "Hey, Chris, do you want to know the funny thing about programming?" He goes, "Man, nobody wants to know that about no programming." And then he just went on with his set.
Wow, that was really racist of you.
That wasn't racist. That's how he sounds, high-pitched.
That is how he sounds.
Yeah, but
thank
it was racist.
You.
No, it wasn't.
Was it racist?
No, it's
but,
Chris Tucker.
I never got anywhere. I got the closest I got.
I never got anywhere near him. I
got
never
about,
got anywhere.
I got about 20 feet towards him. He
20 feet away from stardom.
He had, an entourage who kept us away from him.
How does he pay those guys?
He had one guy.
He had an entourage?
One guy, and he looked like the Black Turtle from Entourage.
Oh, so he was the driver.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that so, he probably literally was the driver.
So the host came out and said, "Hey, audience members, don't record this and take no photos," because he didn't want this on social media.
Right. He's probably testing new material.
Yeah.
Out.
So in the back, we had a TV, and I didn't want to record it. I just want to take a photo to say, "Hey, I actually saw Chris Tucker." But he had his entourage guy say, "No, man, put your phone up."
Whoa. Okay.
So we did.
Wow.
Did he hit you in the head with a gun? He pistol whip you?
No. That's unfortunately,
shame.
Yeah.
Did you get Cosby'd by Chris Tucker?
Oh,
that
man.
Would have been great.
You know what
was
that's
it
called?
A Benadryl?
Was it a hot Cosby? Got hot Cosby'd.
No, it was a cold Cosby.
Yeah. Oh, you got phantomed.
Yeah.
Yep. The Phantom of the Opera is ruined. Anyway. So that's what you did while
we were
gone?
That's what I did. All I did was I did that one show.
You just got back. You're sitting there waiting on it
and
for
boy,
months.
Are my arms tired.
Wait, did you say you flew somewhere?
No, he didn't.
I just got back.
You're supposed to,
but
oh
you
my.
Drove. God.
We don't know that.
James, we'll never,
stupid Logan.
We'll never get rid of him. How mad do you think Logan is right now? Hey, buddy, what are you doing? What did he say? we're not going to say what he said.
No.
Okay, so...
Because we're professionals.
Yes.
We're professional at a lot of things. I don't think we're professional
this is
at
not,
that.
We were kind of professional at this for a while.
Yeah, we used to get paid... Or you used to get a paycheck.
No, we all got, like, money throughout for this.
Well, yeah. Like I was going to say, like, you took that money and put it into this.
Yeah, into
like,
this.
We used to get paid, but I was like, no, but it was all sent to you, and then you bought our stuff, and you got the van, and you...
Yeah, that was awesome.
We used to travel too. Like we
oh,
were,
wow.
Yeah. It was like the Jughead band.
Yeah, it kind of was, wasn't it? I miss those days. Let's do that again.
Let's get the van for the Muppet movie.
I hated
movie.
Not going to
I just thought
Lexington.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you that. I don't know that we're going to be able to work out doing it this year, but I really want to go, like really, really bad.
Maybe next year. We missed it this year.
Well, yeah, for 2019. I really hate that we missed LexCon. We went 5 years in a row, the podcast did.
I went three.
I know. It really sucked that we didn't get to go. It's really funny that when we were talking about it, which would have been like right after we posted that episode.
Yeah, yeah, because we were making fun of Logan because he wasn't going to go. He was talking about going, but then he was like, "No, I can't go."
Well, but
no, I can't go.
Spot on.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
It's perfect.
I do voices. If you
didn't
notice.
Oh, you're a voice actor.
That's
now?
What you've been doing yeah. the last 6 months.
The last 6 months, I became a voice actor. I have a really good.
Let's hear all of your voices.
Okay.
There it is.
Look, I need somebody for a bearded white guy. I got this James Stratton guy.
I have a beard and I'm white.
I'm super polite.
I'm super polite.
Yeah,
I am not polite at all.
Do you think the people at Lexicon missed Logan's horse head character?
You know,
I tell you what, Chris Martinet probably did.
Charles Martinet.
Charles, whatever his name, Mario.
He's going to be.
He's not important enough to remember.
I don't know. I did miss taking Mr. Horse and having you abuse him at the con. That was pretty good times.
Air humping, slapping his face.
Sweet woman of Jesus. If you've not gone to our YouTube channel, just look for Justice Geeks Podcast on YouTube.
Mr. Horse.
And look at the Mr. Horse videos. It's arguably the best thing we've ever done. With the exception of the interviews we did the last couple of years at LexCon, those are pretty freaking good.
Yeah, like that. Because the first Mr. Horse was a complete and total surprise. Like
literally.
Gov did that one night. He was like, hey, I did a thing.
Yeah, literally. It was the year that all of us went. We're going to stay. We're like, screw this, stay in the hotel.
Yeah,
we're going to go stay in
an
Airbnb.
Ooh.
So we got to the Airbnb, and there was like dog poop on the porch waiting
ants.
For us outside. There were
all
ants
in there.
All in the food, like in the refrigerator and the coffee maker, and it was just generally gross. So anyway, we ended up staying at this really cool castle place, and the lady took super good care of us.
The granola, the homemade granola.
This woman made homemade granola. If we would like to go back there this year,
just
I think
call
we could.
Her.
Anyway, so we got in one night after we went to eat, and everybody was going to bed, and the Gov was like, well, I'm going to stay up and do a little work, because we were trying to put out content for every day on the YouTube. Like, we had a daily wrap-up video. Mm-hmm. And he sends me a message while I'm asleep. I get it when I woke up, and it was like, hey, I did a thing.
Literally what he said.
And
hey,
I was like, I went and knocked on his door when we were getting ready for breakfast. I was like, hey, man, what was it you did? He was like, I'll show you after breakfast. No, wait, I can't wait. I'll show you right now. He had no clothes on. And I was in his little room. Side note, Logan and Ian slept in the same bedroom.
Yeah. And Ian slept in the... No, Logan slept in the floor, right?
They rotated.
They rotated.
Who do you think was the big spoon?
Logan. Anyway. So the Gov was like, oh, sorry, I got to put on pants. I made a video of Logan as a horse. He edited all
great.
The B-roll. It may be my favorite thing we've ever done on this podcast. And the Gov just, like, apropos of nothing, made Mr. Horse Goes to LexCon, and he got so many views. It was so good.
What was funny is because we were sitting in the car, and that guy was walking down the street, and Logan's just got the mask on, just sitting in the car, and he looks over, and he looks ahead, and the guy walking down the street just kind of does a double take, and that's how it just starts the whole thing. He's like, what?
He started the whole thing because the horse mask would shake, so Logan would look at you, and he would look back, and this guy almost ran
around.
Into a pole. It's pretty great. For all the joking aside, we still feel the same way about Logan.
I was going to say, we don't care.
Yeah, no. We're sad that he's not here. He's probably eating hot chicken. And
I've still never had hot chicken. He needs
really
to have
good.
Me whenever I come up to Smyrna.
You need
to
go to be
work.
On the two.
Yeah, I was going to say, he needs to let me be on Two Bros Driving and take me to go get hot chicken.
No, you can just take the task cam and do, you know, like, basically what we were doing for so long.
No, like, I'm going to take the task cam and record while they're recording their episodes. So it'll be just us geeks driving.
It's basically what they did, right?
But that's what I'm gonna do. Okay. I'm gonna record while they're recording, and I'll be like, "Yeah, mine's
better. I'm gonna record you. I'm gonna record. No, I'm gonna record."
Anyway, it's fun. I did miss LexCon and all the fun things that we did there. Maybe we'll get to do them again this year. We'll see. I think with new jobs and new opportunities. I mean, I know you're
new job. I'm gonna do the same crap I've been doing.
Not you, me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You
and
just
do you have new opportunities, Brandon?
He has no opportunities. That's why we know he's available to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Do you have vacation time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Lots of that, huh?
Not a lot. No.
Do you have 3 days worth?
I could probably get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just save it up.
Yeah.
Save that up
save
for March
up.
Next
yeah.
year.
Don't
yeah.
do anything else but work and save yeah. it up until
I won't.
Then.
I won't. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
Let's do that.
Because I would love to go.
You'd really like it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You have to pay for your room too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can sleep with another member of the podcast in their room, but not me
Who?
And you.
I was gonna say because I'll
well,
be in a room with my wife.
I think,
you'll be in a room with your wife.
Well, the Gov will be back.
Oh yeah, yeah. You and the Gov can room together.
And I'm hoping that maybe I think now is a great time to mention this. Maybe Matt will be back with us at that point.
That would be fun.
So here's what we're going to do. Let's start a petition right now for all of you who listen to this podcast. Would you like us to go back to the drawing board and get Matthew Elizabeth Wood to return and be a part of this podcast? Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'm not asking you. Well, I am kind of asking you. I mean, I guess I kind of am asking you. What do you,
it,
do you
what? What, Brandon? What?
Should we tell the Matt Foreigner story now or wait till he comes back?
Hold on. We'll tell it when he comes back.
Okay.
But let's do this. If you want us to get Matthew Elizabeth Wood to come back and be on this podcast, go into our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated.
It's still there.
And it's still awesome. And just say, should somebody create a poll? Should Matthew Elizabeth Wood?
Why don't you create a poll?
Because I've done enough polling as of late.
We want Wood 2018.
Yeah, what?
We want Wood 2018.
Wood 2018.
Wood.
He's going to run with himself. He'd probably win.
I'd vote for him.
I would. Man, I'd vote for Matt. If you want him to come back and be on the podcast, tell us. We're going to make him do it.
Yeah, we'll just go kidnap him.
I started to do it tonight. I was like, I'll lull him into it. Anyway.
You can tell him that I've dropped out right last minute and you need a replacement really quickly.
We could do that.
We'll just tell him Logan dropped out. He probably hasn't noticed Logan was gone. He's like, Logan left?
Logan's not here anymore?
No. I will say that since my new friends in Arkansas have been discovering the podcast. Yeah,
they're just his friends. They're not our friends, Brandon.
Not yet, they're
one
not.
One day.
Nah, I don't look. I've got enough friends. I got three. I'm good.
I've got two. I need more.
Crap. Wait, who are
crap,
your two friends?
Us.
You two, buddy.
Oh crap!
Damn it. So this is Brandon's last week on the podcast because he's going to the home.
We're going to a two-man show.
Two bros podcasting.
I'm Jim Carrey from the Cable Guy.
Cable guy.
You guys are kind of ruining it.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, at least it's not a cheese tangent. I don't know. So let's get Matt back on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I love cheese.
So what we did was the new listeners of... okay. Are you done? I'll let you back.
Thank you.
If there's one word of fromage, it's over.
Famunda.
Okay, so Brandon gets penalized too. That's what you'll learn on this podcast. James costs you everything. Actually, apparently I cost James everything. He's ruined his life by being...
Yeah, Josh literally has been ruining my life since February.
I know.
I was just going to say fromage is the secret password to get into Dexter's laboratory. It's all I was going to say.
It is fromage. I do fromage.
I do fromage.
Yeah, that was such a good
show. No, wait. It's Star Wars. That's what episode ended. He couldn't say Star Wars. He could only say fromage.
Uh-huh.
That's the password, Star Wars.
But he said fromage anyway.
Yeah, because he was brainwashed. He could only say fromage. So he couldn't get into the lab, and the lab self-destructed.
Oh, gotcha. They should bring that show back. That was a good show. Actually, they shouldn't. They should stop bringing
crap. They brought it
back
once, and it wasn't that good.
I'm sure. What were we talking about? What I'm talking about is that these folks have like gone back through and started listening to us. No one wants to listen to before you guys were on the show, which I don't blame them.
Was that 134?
Yeah. But like, man, we had like the prime right from the get-go, man.
Yeah,
full bars. I mean,
I wasn't even there.
I know. That was one of the
like
best
ones. All the
ones.
Greatest episodes I wasn't there for.
Oh.
Chester's first appearance I wasn't there for.
Oh, no. Anyway, so let's
I became Satan.
I don't think it's programmed. I don't know how to use this thing anymore.
Saying,
otherwise,
like, that's the only thing that I
just keep talking for a minute.
Okay, you just want me to keep.
So
talking.
You were Satan
it's
for a while.
It's on the board, Jersh. You got to turn that knob on the bird.
I know that, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's like one of those. Oh,
that one.
Sorry. Hail Satan.
No, that's not the same. What are you doing? It's a different toggle.
It's this one.
Nope, that's not it.
It's maybe this crap. I don't know.
Nope. Why? What are you hitting there? Stop that.
I don't remember how to do it.
How to do it.
That's awesome.
That's weird.
I thought it was one of the other knobs. Nub.
Ricola.
Ricola. All
right. So we'll stop this now.
And, okay.
Wait.
I just wanted my Satan voice back.
I'm trying to get it. I don't know how to do it.
Hail Satan. Hail Satan.
This is what happens when you don't do a podcast for. And this is getting boring. All right, let's
do
this.
Yeah, it's very boring.
Okay. All right, so do us a favor. Tell us
the clicky keyboard again?
Yeah, tell us what you want us to talk about. We had a poll about, do you want us to change this format? We're going to talk about, like, normal stuff in the next week. We're going to try to get Matt on the show and talk about one topic. Tell us what you want us to talk about. And if you hate the format after that, then we'll change it. But we just want to get back into podcasting and hope that you'll go along with us. We think that you'll enjoy Brandon.
If you don't, we'll kill
him like we did Matt that time.
Matt died.
I'm cool with that either.
Well, we'll keep you because we kind of like you.
Anyway. All right.
I mean,
that poll was just one giant joke towards Logan, and we've talked about him a lot, so we kind of did do what the poll was meant for.
We did. We kind of did. Hmm. Full circle.
Full stuff.
Full circle.
Stop with that. Apparently, that's where we stopped it last time we did the podcast. Here we go. So, in case you're new to this, this is the segment of the show where we talk about our jams of the week, things that we like, we're jamming on. James, you get to go first to break off the new Just Us Geeks jams of the week.
Well,
what is your jam of the week, sir?
Start off with an anti-jam.
Of course you are, because you're James.
Yeah. Love Never Dies.
Oh, yeah. Not a jam. The sequel to Phantom of the Opera, that's one thing that should never have been made.
Yeah. But the jam was going and spending some time with you guys last night. That was a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Going to the Orpheum. And we've got, what, 5-6 more shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some good times ahead.
Good times ahead.
I've timed that great.
Hopefully the shows will be better than that.
School of Rock.
That was
going to be great.
I'm so stoked about that. That's in a couple weeks, too.
It was a month. It's October 5th.
Are you going to get tickets to go that night?
I'm still working on it, yes.
The Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night
show. Because Becca's going to take off work early,
yeah,
so we can all go up together and go
eat.
Get dinner.
Heck yeah.
It'll be great. The School of Rock. I'm stoked about that. Brandon, what is your jam of the week, sir?
My jam is copy of Spider-Man PS4 is unlocked in 10 minutes. And that's what I'm going to do.
Didn't we talk about this, James?
Yeah, we said don't bring that up.
I'm sorry. It was my jam.
I didn't even go get my copy yet.
Gonna break your jam. Let me just address this issue right now. A month or so ago, I was like, hey, I should probably get a new PS4. Mine is really old as balls. And I went to get the new Spider-Man PS4 Pro Bundle, which is this really sweet red PS4 with a white Spider-Man emblem and a free freaking copy of the game. I was going to go put a down payment on it, and the person that I'm married to was like, no, you can't. No!
Spot on impression.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And she was actually like, how much does it cost? She didn't sound like a Valley girl anyway. Anyway.
No, you can't!
She didn't say that, but she was like, why do you need another one? I was like, fine, I won't do it. So then guess what happens? My PlayStation dies. It dies. And guess what I can't get anymore? The Spider-Man Pro Bundle PS4, because it's sold out everywhere. So now I don't have a PlayStation 4. I can't play this game I've wanted to play for a long flipping time. NBA 2K19 comes out tomorrow as well. Madden is already out. The things that I do like to enjoy, I can't enjoy because the person that I share a bank account with and a life was like, no, you can't do it. I'm just playing. I'm giving her way too hard of a time. But maybe
He's shaking his head no.
I'm giving her way too hard of a time.
Is that why you scared off that actor from The Foreigner?
Yes.
Because of the PS4?
I was having a bad day, okay?
Yeah.
And so was he. But no, I do expect next week a good tell me how it is. Actually, if I get home tonight and I make my PlayStation work, I'm going to go buy it. That is what I will do. How excited for this game are you?
It's all I've thought about for the last 3 weeks.
Me too.
I got the book on Amazon. I've been reading it. It's really good.
I will say this. I read a review of it today, like a Metacritic review, and they were talking about how it was everything that they wanted it to be and more, because it not only did you get to be Spider-Man, but you get to be Peter Parker too. And that was some, like, that was pleasantly surprising. Yeah. So I'm really stoked about it.
I'm really stoked. I told you guys before the show that I was supposed to be at work in an hour, but I managed to trick my boss into giving me tonight off so I can play the game.
Stupid boss.
Really stupid. Dumb.
Oh, now we got Brandon singing. I like it. Okay. So what's my jam of the week? What is my jam? This is like the jam of the last 6 months, I guess. Oh, man, James, that hot dog was so good.
That,
the dog.
The barbecue one. Oh, yeah, that was delicious.
I'll tell you my jam. Shout out to Matt Wyatt for being a super cool guy.
He is a great guy. I'm like the biggest Matt Wyatt fan.
Me too.
I'm a bigger Matt Wyatt fan than you.
You are. But I love Matt Wyatt. And
I love Matt Wyatt.
I love his new endeavor. And I love his new podcast, The Matt Wyatt Show, The Matt Wyatt Podcast, where he breaks down all the happenings of the SEC every week, which leads me to my new jam, or my jam of this week, Roll Tide Roll, it's football season. If you remember last season when we had Matt Wyatt on the podcast, he was like, nope, Auburn's here, and I think they're going to go all the way in the win and win.
Yeah, but it was last year.
He was wrong.
Hey, we need to have Matt back on.
We do. We need to rewatch The Office and have Matt back on.
I'll get on that right now.
I've already been on it. I'm on season 4 already.
What you got to do with The Office?
He just loves
he
it.
He loves The Office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's an ex, like, he's a former quarterback, Mississippi University.
Mississippi State quarterback. Used to go down and watch him when I was in high school.
James fangirls out every time he's on the show.
Every time. He gave me his press pass from the Egg Bowl from, like, years ago. It's in my office hanging up.
Does it still smell like him?
Yes. Like the 100 grand when we did that Office episode, he gave us all that stuff. I've not used any of it.
Did you give him a Coke and then he walked away and goes, "Hey kid," and he threw his press pass at you?
No, he just gave it to me. It meant a lot to me.
Mean Joe.
I'm sorry, I'm a fangirl. I like Matt Wyatt.
What can I say?
You're welcome.
I guess. I have no idea how long this one went because I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, this new program that we're using is weird.
Oh, we're like, it seems
like 3 hours.
No, it's not. It seems like it's been forever, but we've really only been doing this like an hour. I mean, like, we had to call Logan because we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
That guy that was.
That was great, though.
Wait, hold on.
Still worth it.
What are you doing? Oh, yeah, play the thing that says.
Oh, no, I can't because I remember it's bad. We'll play it till the end.
Okay. Taint and the Gooch. It's a wacky morning show. With Taint and the Gooch.
Rah!
Gooch, 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 Gooch,
Gooch. Gooch, 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 Gooch.
Oh, yeah,
with the bing bong. Okay. All right. So we did a podcast.
Hooray!
Yeah. This is like this weird little mental hump for me that I'm glad that I'm over.
How did I used to end the show?
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Yeah, that's idiots, right.
Idiots, yeah.
Are you ready to do that?
I couldn't remember how to end it. I was sitting there going, did I call him Bob James or what?
Oh, God. Oh, Gov, I'm so sorry.
I couldn't remember. I was just sitting here thinking, like, how did I end the show?
He's just going to have to listen this whole thing.
Good. It's work for him.
Yeah, he's working for it. The Gov's finally doing some real work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
screw all that investigative journalism.
Yeah, and screw all that journalism you're doing. Work, boy.
Work.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, fellas.
Earn your paycheck, Gov.
I guess this'll do it.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do.
Hail yourselves, everybody.
What?
Hail yourselves.
Hail.
Hail.
Hail?
Oh, like
my favorite podcast, the last podcast on the left, that's how they sign off.
Oh, that's true.
Hail yourselves.
See, that's why Matt should be on the show, because he loves that podcast too.
Yeah, we talk about it all the
what
time.
What are we listening to here? This is like Janet Jackson.
Yeah, it's instrumental music. It's certainly not Kourtney Kardashian's Mom Jeans or whatever that was we started the show.
Was it Kourtney Kardashian?
Is there a Kourtney Kardashian?
And she's the Wookiee. She's the big one.
Oh my God.
What?
There goes all those listeners.
What? Kourtney Kardashian listens to us? Yeah. I'm sorry, Wookiee.
That was a spot on Kourtney impression
I don't know that that's a real one. Is it a real one? Is that a real
Kardashian?
Yeah,
that's a real one.
I don't know.
She's the big one. She's the Wookiee.
I know the Hobbit.
What do you mean big?
I know the Hobbit, and I know the dad mom, and that's all I know.
The dad mom or dead mom?
The dad mom.
Oh, the dad mom.
No, we're those not keeping up with the Kardashians.
Bruce Lynn.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. All right, look.
She's so brave.
Look, stop.
For being a dad.
No. All right, look. I am going to mute you because I have to get through this show. So, all right, look.
Can you play My Heart Will Go On?
No.
Bob James.
Okay, look, shut up. Okay, I don't remember how I used to close the show out. Well, that'll do it.
That'll do, Mick.
So, JusticeGeeks.com on go there. Get caught up on where we are.
How? We haven't done anything.
Just go listen to the last 50. I mean.
Well, that's horrible. Don't listen to the last 50.
Go
back to 134.
And start there and pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what we do. Go there. Go to our Facebook
Seriously,
group.
What the crap is this?
It's instrumental. Go to the Facebook group and tell us whether or not we should bring Matt back.
Well, they're going to say yes. It's just now we got to get him.
Use the hashtag New Logan.
No. No, don't use it. Same old Matt or something like that. I don't know.
Different day.
same old Matt, different day.
Hashtag I've got wood.
Oh, that's great.
Hashtag we got wood.
Yeah, we got wood.
We got wood. That's what it'll be if we get him.
Yeah.
That'll be the name of the episode.
Can we finally make the jug shirts that we want?
What?
I like your jugs or what was it? We're gonna do.
I don't know. Your jugs give me wood. I don't.
Matt Wood. These jugs give us wood. Matt Wood. We should do that.
I don't know. What are you talking? I don't remember. Our
I don't know. We were gonna do some
old stuff.
That's real old, I guess. Anyway, so Brandon, I'm gonna need you to kidnap Matt.
You got it. I need an address. I need an address.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Just
I'm yes-handing through life.
Text him and be like, hey, can you meet me at Kroger? Put him in the back of your truck.
Bring him down here.
He'll just live here. That's fine. He needs to be
his number.
We'll feed him.
No, you'll just think it to him or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
He's on PlayStation. Get him there.
Yeah, he plays a lot of. You'll be on PlayStation later. I won't be, but yeah, you will be. So
good. Okay, send me his tag and I'll friend him.
All right. That'll do it. Twitter and Instagram, Justice Geeks, Facebook.com/Justice Geeks, and the Jugheads group. That's the thing that we should do. We'll see you next week for whatever the flip it is we do. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Have any kind of female animal because I would take that instead.